2.4 AMD processors, 4 gigs of RAM, a terabyte RAID array of hard disk space, flat screens, high-powered graphics cards, a whole galaxy of multicolored LED lights, also a quart of cooling liquid, dual-layer DVD burners, and a gigabyte of LAN. Not that we need it at all for the show, but once you get locked into a serious hardware collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to us live on the 27th of March 2006. Just like to welcome everybody to Season 4 of Hacker Voice Radio. In the studio-ness, we have myself, Belial.
Me, Sapphire.
Are we introducing ourselves this year?
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay. And me, Planet Lave.
Excellent. We usually...
Very professional there.
We did that at the end where we introduced ourselves out of the show.
Yeah.
So, this is the change everybody's waiting for. There was meant to be a massive change to Hacker Voice Radio, and it is that slightly. You nearly missed it there if you weren't listening correctly. Well,
it's a good job I drew attention.
Yeah. It's a good thing you pointed it out.
Oh yeah.
Well, what a time away it was, really. You know, it was
been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Since we ended the season and re-jazzed things up. But there's been such a lot of input for season 4 with ideas and suggestions and certain things that we could do and everything like that. And I think I was thinking, we could spend this kind of episode kind of talking about the different things that we could try and do and probably answering some of the questions. I'd just like to thank everybody that was involved in the episode season 4 thread, because it kind of it gave us a lot of ideas, and I think what we're all about is really listening to what the listeners want to hear, and without that, then we can't really go forward.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, what kind of ideas do we have? We had quite a lot of kind of tutorial type of things, which I'm quite happy about, because I think we'd be able to do this kind of thing, like tutorials on certain things like Windows security, cryptography, mathematics, a bit of programming, I guess, a bit of hacking, a bit of freaking ideas, freaking tutorials, I think what we could do is really schedule stuff so that we have different times set out for different things that we can talk about, so that we don't get cut off rambling on at the end by DDP Hack Radio, because we are now syndicated on more than one radio station, so we should really keep within those guidelines of an hour.
That's a good point. Didn't think of that.
Yeah. But yeah, they've all been very good points raised, I think the listeners should really expect quite a lot of content-rich material to be coming from Season 4. The best thing you could really do is have yourself on the show live talking about certain things that interest you. Even not necessarily if you know terribly much about the subject, you could just raise a few questions or raise an argument or raise a discussion and just have that ball rolling for other people to be able to jump on the show.
Yeah, sounds cool.
So,
what's been going on with the whole Asterix thing you've also been working on?
Yeah, that's a good point there. Well, we've been working quite hard on it for the past 2 weeks. We've got it set up and running. However, roughly till the end of, I think it was about Friday and Saturday, that we realized that even with it fully working, we still weren't able to get it to actually be effective, as in it will not work with the current setup. Now, the reason is that Asterix, the way it's set up now, will not function properly over NAT, that's Network Address Translation. And there is a way for me to change that, but with the current setup and with the current network diagram that I have that I'm working with, nothing else would work, and there's no way to route stuff properly. So we came to a decision that it was too far gone and too much trouble to do it like in a rush before the end, seeing as I probably won't be here for till about next week. So once, you know, I get settled and stuff, then we can look at that again. But it is working. We have a working template that we can actually extract to a different server or something like that. You know, we've got quite a lot of options open. So when the time arises, we'll be setting off with the full Asterix infrastructure.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
You know me. Doing all kinds of good things for the show.
Yeah.
Writing content.
Yeah.
Writing articles. Busy behind the scenes. Yeah. Maintenance. Nothing, actually. Yeah. I've done nothing. What is it, 3 weeks we've been off?
Yeah.
All that time, I've done sod all.
Wait, are you meant to tell them that?
No. But I should be honest.
Yeah,
it's just been work, to be honest. Work, come home, TV, sleep. Ugh. Yeah. Can't believe it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a lot of stuff that we've been busy in the background, and this week is going to be horrible for me at the moment. With quite a few things going on in my personal situations. But, however, we'll still be good for the go on this week. And, as I said, you know, this is just the kind of intro episode to season 4. You know, just want to bash a few ideas around, you know, as to how we can, you know, get this thing actually done and how the listeners want it to be done. You know, we've been going on for quite a while now. I don't know what kind of episode number this is, but we're nearly approaching, you know, over the year mark, I think. And it's quite a big honor to uphold. So we'll definitely be pushing on with what we set out to do. You know, I've got a few kind of talks or tutorials I've got planned for this week. You know, I'll let people know about that, as the time arises. Hello. Hello, Dark Major. Can you hear us?
Hello, Bilal.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Welcome back.
Yeah, can you hear fine? Cool. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How's yourself?
And how's everybody else there?
Doing good, thanks, man.
Yeah, not so bad, I suppose. No, had a bit of a day of it, you know. But apart from that, not so bad.
Cool. How are you enjoying the Hacker Voice Radio T-shirt?
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, I've been wearing it around and getting some comments off my mates and random comments in Tesco. Oddly enough.
Right. What kind of comments in Tesco?
Well, sat in the cafeteria, having some fish and chips, and random kids coming up to me saying, "Are you one of them hackers then?" well, depends what you mean. I won't crack your bank for you if that's what you mean. But yeah, it's people were taking note of the URL and what have you. It's
fantastic
good stuff.
Yeah,
good way to meet people.
Don't tell
and,
me there's kids listening.
Get listeners, that's the one, yeah. Badass.
Excellent.
And been playing with a bit of wall walking using a PDA.
Yeah.
Which was quite an interesting experience. Because the world's on default, it seems.
Yeah, it is.
The whole world is on default.
Everything is on default.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, walking just to the shops on, not far from the house, I'd say a couple hundred yards, and knocking off about 14 access points, none of them encrypted whatsoever. I mean, obviously, not going to be hijacking none of them.
Yeah.
But it led me to do some experimenting with my own Wi-Fi setup, whereby I set up a Linux live distro on my laptop with my Orinoco card, because that can go promiscuous.
Mm.
And it seems that people don't seem to the news, the BBC and what have you, they're always saying put some WEP or something onto your Wi-Fi, because otherwise these filthy hackers are going to jump on your broadband and surf the internet and get the email, and it's naughty. But the thing is that if you don't have encryption on your broadband, you have no encryption on your traffic.
Yeah.
And that's the bit that they miss out. Okay. So you go, if you've got your promiscuous mode Wi-Fi, you're basically on the network.
Yeah, this is something we were talking about last mid-month meeting. Me and Hyper was saying, you know, people buy these boxes and, you know, they take them out of the wrapping and everything, they install them, turn them on, plug everything together, and it works. Fantastic,
right.
It works. And what do they do then? Just leave it.
Just leave it,
because it's too much bother to do anything else. It works fine, you leave it, and that's it. They don't realize that signal reaches quite far out into the street.
A good way out, yeah, indeed. I mean, I only have a 802.11b in my house, quite deliberately, because I don't want it to be going too far.
Hmm.
And I don't really need that sort of speed on my Wi-Fi. So people set up with the 802.11g, you know, 54 meg.
Yeah.
And you're walking down and knocking off Linksys, Belkin, Linksys, but everything's just as it was, straight out of the box.
Yeah.
It seems that the nice man from NCL comes and sets you up.
Yeah.
And doesn't give you any. I mean, the number of people that it seems may have entire wireless networks running in a house with three or four hosts, and the sharing shit left, right, and centre, you know, between the hosts. No cable, no nothing. And it's good that the nation's getting the hang of shredding the garbage, you know, to guard against identity theft. But when you're throwing out all your docs into the ether, it's kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, I mean, because all you have to do, hypothetically, is jump on their network, plug in a little bit of Etheril or Ethereal, and you're listing all the packets on running on that network. Within a few minutes, you'll work out what services and what kind of stuff's running on their network. You know, it might be voice over IP, it might be MSN Messenger, it might be unencrypted POP3 passwords, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, within a matter of, I don't know, generally give it a half an hour, you've got quite a lot of information about these people. And, you know, hypothetically, you know, I've done this myself, hypothetically. And, you know, within 20 minutes or so, you can actually be talking to this person from their own network, describing certain things that's going on around their building without them even knowing that, you know, getting them really freaked out. And that's just a plain little, very, very simple thing you can do to protect yourself against you inadvertently dropping your docs all over the, you know, neighborhood, is simply just protecting yourself with this, you know, a 128 bit, you know, WEP key, or even going a bit of WAP if you want. Whoops, let's just Don't worry about that. Mark just called us there and crept out for a second. So, yeah, it's very simple to protect yourself. And people don't realize that they're just, you know, all this information is just being broadcast.
Well, the general point, I mean, the point of it is that even if you only put like a 128-bit web key on, it's going to deter the you know, the casual script kiddie.
Exactly.
Plus, it's you've set a statement of intent. It's saying, you know, I've taken some effort to protect my stuff. Please don't come in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you left your front door open. It's kind of inviting people to walk in and then walk around. Whereas if you, like, put a lock on it, even if it's just a bit of a crappy lock, at least you've made the effort.
Exactly.
And people should respect that you've made the effort. Mm.
Well, what will happen to the average kind of person that's scanning is that they'd see an encrypted network and then leave it because it's not interesting, you know. Unless it was something very interesting, as in it was an assignment or it was a project or it was some recon that you were doing, that's the only time I'd really think that somebody would go ahead and try and do something about that encryption. But, you know, if you were just doing a bit of, you know, average wall walking, you would ignore these encrypted networks because they've done something to actually, you know, make a point and make a statement that they are trying to protect themselves against the random person jumping on their network and you know, scanning everything that they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hi there, Mark.
I mean...
Hi, Belial.
Hi.
Hi, Dark Nature, and anybody else who's there.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
And Planet Wave, somewhere in the background there.
And Planet, and Sapphire, and everyone, really.
Yeah.
It's like a party on the phone. Call 0900-HBR.
Horny hackers ready to talk.
Yeah,
single young nerds.
Nice to know you're talking about the old Wi-Fi again.
Yeah.
I thought the, aside from the unauthorized use of open access points and sniffing, in the third attack... which, again, very few people think about, is actually having a laptop that they're carrying around that will just join any old network that it finds.
Yeah.
Because there's a kind of very...
Sorry.
Hello?
Sorry, yeah, I just cut you up, sorry. carry on.
A very subtle variation on war driving is driving around with a wireless access point in your car and seeing who connects to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of turning it slightly on its head by actually you hosting a very small honeypot, as it were, and seeing what machines connect to you. You could even somehow change the way that the honeypot appears as if it appears like a legitimate access point and then providing certain services on there to see who would actually connect to you. It's all very simply done and can be done from a very basic, very cheap laptop. And you can emulate, MyCloud, or you can emulate all these kind of different Wi-Fi services that are available on the internet through very simple ways. And, you know, it's just another kind of escalation of phishing, as it were. I don't know if it's really taken off that much or if it's really a common thing, but it is another variant of phishing, whereby you have an access point that's acting as if a legitimate service. People go on it. It looks exactly like the service they're used to. They're into their credentials, and these websites are very basic and don't require a lot of knowledge to emulate. They're confronted with a login and a password prompt. You could probably collect quite a lot of information. Just by an hour or two sitting.
Exactly, and such an attack is not particularly difficult, and a lot of users, even ones who are savvy to these other attacks, are potentially not aware of it.
Yeah.
you can even go simpler and just set up a unencrypted access point in your house with the packet sniffer on the wire and just watch whatever anyone wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, just let them have real bona fide access to the internet and let them dig their own graves.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. But you could also equally, you could set up a NAT which, say, put all POP3 traffic into your special customized password recording unit.
Oh.
Can everyone hear everyone else right? Oop. I think we lost someone.
I'm still here.
Yeah,
we lost
Dark Nature.
Dark.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to actually hold two people on Skype at the same time because everything else tends to go a bit tits up. Yeah. Hello.
Fair enough. I'll hang up then and just listen on.
Alright. Whoops.
I'm back.
Yeah, okay. Oh, right. Well, we've lost Mark. He's decided to sacrifice himself for the benefit of our listeners. Yeah, this is one of these things that, you know, really forced us into making our own Asterisk servers that we can't hold more than... Well, we can't hold more than one person on a Skype conference because everything else starts to deteriorate. But I assure listeners that this kind of thing will be sorted out next week due to certain things going on in my personal life that I cannot disclose. But we will have our own little Asterisk system.
Sounds ominous.
Yes. So, Planet.
Skype's up. Skype's having all fits on me.
Yeah. You still there, man?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Still here.
Cool.
Bit of interference and the volume dipped there for a little while.
Yeah. So, any kind of interesting news that we picked up over the last 3 weeks?
probably. The problem is, I've been checking all the usual news sites, as I normally do for preparing for the show.
Yeah.
But instead of taking note of the stories, I've just read them and gone, oh, and then gone on to another interesting story.
Yeah.
because I just figured it would be old news to the listeners by the time they come back on.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if that was my greatest idea, but I've not taken note of anything that's interested me lately.
I want to point people to a cool little thing that was posted in the BinRev forums by Booter. It's called www.plasmapong.com. That's plasmapong.com. It's basically like Pong. I'm sure people remember the old school paddle pong game. It's a very, very fantastic, cool variation of that where the entire gameplay is, it's all governed by fluids and, like, plasma fluids. And you've got to check out the website to see what I actually mean. You do need a pretty cool computer to be able to use it. But it's a fantastic little fun game to play. And it's really got them into this kind of, computer physics kind of stuff. It's really cool.
Sounds pretty badass.
Yeah. You should check out the screenshots on that website because they're fucking awesome. They're amazing. And, you know, just as an advance on the old school game of Pong, this, you know, it takes it to some fantastic new levels.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to drop off the line there, Belial, okay. Because Skype's acting the goat with me. So yeah, it sounds like you're about 5 billion miles away after time. So I'll drop the phone and cool. Let Mark go on. And I'll see if it plays nicely tomorrow.
Cool, man.
All right.
Cheers.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
Right, what's this little news story that
I just read the blurb of that
LucasAid posted about Brits taking up naked phone calls. A third of Brits make phone calls while stark bollock naked, according to research from the post office. Now, how the fuck did they do this research? Did they like have little spy cameras or something like that? I don't know. And if they do, I want to see the footage. With 4 in 10 blokes and 3 in 10 lasses letting it all hang out while they chat on the blower. And yes, that does include radio stations and possibly Hacker Voice Radio, but we cannot mention or disclose any information. So, does this mean that you could possibly be talking to somebody that's completely naked on the other line? I mean, do we really know if Planet Lave is clothed right now? We don't.
I'm clothed. I have a thong.
That's what I like to hear.
Oh, dear. One of the weird things about this story...
Yeah.
Well, it's not weird, but I found it interesting. It goes on to say that 1 in 10 admit to wandering off during the phone call.
Yeah.
And 2/3 are watching TV instead of actually listening to the phone.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
Yes, many times.
Yeah, same
many,
here.
Many times. It's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then every few seconds you say, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I totally uh-huh. agree, yeah.
Oh, she didn't.
No.
What a bitch. It reminded me of an old girlfriend of mine. Oh. And phone calls with her. Honestly, I could have phoned it in. Hey! crap joke. But, honest to God, I could have replaced myself with just a tape recorder.
Yeah.
That every 3-5 seconds go, yeah, yeah, I know. Oh, she didn't.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah.
I'll never let that pass. So, I don't know if you watched Blue Peter when you were a little child.
Of course I did. I'm yeah. British.
Don't you know? BBC is fighting to have auctions of its infamous Blue Peter badges removed from eBay. The badges, which can only be awarded by the kids' TV show to youngsters, to who contribute to the programme. We should have... Hacker
have
Voice badges.
I
haven't got a Blue Peter badge. You've got a Blue Peter badge. Well, you need a Hacker Voice badge. For people...
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We should do the case badges.
I've got
yeah,
a case
exactly.
badge on my phone.
You get a case badge, a Hacker Voice badge, for all the kiddies who contribute to Hacker Voice Radio.
And draw pictures and stuff.
Yes. They send us your pictures of your rigs, and you get a Blue Peter badge. And Radical Edward in... Cambridgeshire has sent us a picture of his laptop. Aww, look at it. It's so cute. And you get a Hacker Voice Radio badge. it appears that Edinburgh Zoo played a key role in exposing the evil trade after staff became suspicious of an increasing... number of badge-holding visitors, including one family where every single motherfucking child had one. According to the zoo, the zoo has a temporarily suspended free entry. That's fucking ace. So, I don't know if people are aware, you know, all these Americans that are listening to the show, no offense, wouldn't know what the hell we're talking about. Now, if you get a Blue Peter badge, it means that you get free entry to certain things like exhibitions, zoos, all these kind of kids stuff, you know? And seeing as it's cost quite a lot of money to do anything in the world right now in the UK. It costs you, like, I don't know, £5-6 per child to go to a zoo. Adds up. I don't know. Whereas London Zoo's about £12 entry or something like that. Something ridiculous like that. And these people have been making forgeries of blue pizza badges. And it's an evil trade, apparently. So I guess everything that's not legitimate is now evil. It's quite
I never thought I'd see the day when people fake blue pizza badges, honest to God.
It is just the most retarded thing in the world, isn't it?
Oh, good on him. Yeah. It gets points for style.
Yes. Oh, God. It's just like, well, could they not just forge, I don't know, passports and shit? Oh, that's been going on for years.
I think that's a bit more difficult than Blue Peter patches.
A new website promises to let people make cheap phone calls over the internet. We've already done that. The calls over the internet without using a microphone, a headset. What? Without using a microphone, a headset, or software. Jaha, based on Menlo Park, is expecting to launch today. To use Jaha, or is that how it's spelled? I don't know. Jaha. Jihad.
I think it's Jar Jar.
They've never jihad it so well. A person needs to go to jihad.com and enter his home phone number, either a landline or a mobile number, and the phone number he wishes to call. When the call connects, Jaha or J-A-J-H will ring the caller's phone. The person then picks up the phone and the call begins. This is some very interesting stuff for all you freaksaurs out there, because you really need to go check this shit out and see what this kind of stuff can do and what it's limited to do, because if it's kind of like just starting today, I would assume that there's quite a few little bugs you could play around with there, especially if you can, you know, enter any number in, even if it's a mobile or a landline, and to call any number that is a mobile or a landline. That makes some very interesting playing around with right there, if you see what I mean. And, yeah.
Yeah, couldn't you just enter two numbers that have nothing to do with you?
Yes.
So then somebody receives a call.
And then starts talking to someone else. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and neither of them have no idea why they've been called.
Yeah.
It'd just be, well, you called me. Yeah. No, I didn't. You called me. No, I bloody didn't. For 10 minutes. Then ends with a fight.
Yeah.
But the website for that is jajah.com.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to pronounce such a stupid name. Jar Jar, I think. Definitely don't go to jihad.com and give them your details. No. I don't know what happens, or even if that is a website, but you might not end up with free phone calls. You might be killed or something.
You might be in Baghdad with a bomb strapped to your head. I don't know. But you still get a free flight. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Hey.
I'd just like to note that Hacker Voice Radio does not promote any suicide bombings or killings of any persons. Unless they are Bill Gates and Tony Blair.
Yeah.
Bill Gates and Tony Blair, if you are listening, please send an email to... with a donation made payable to... Yeah. I heard about that kid somewhere in Wales who got hold of Bill Gates' credit card. I don't know how old this is, but it's probably quite a few months old. Don't know if you've heard about this planet. He got a hold of Bill Gates' credit card. And guess what he sent to him?
I can't remember. Was it dildos or something?
Something along those lines.
Fleshlight.
It was a box of Viagrathon.
Ah, yeah. That was it.
Now, of all the things you could do, I think that was the best hack. And you know, not only did he just... I don't know roughly how this was done, and I've got no kind of details on this whole thing, but... Full fucking marks to him, you know?
He's got pinched for that, didn't he?
Yeah, he got nabbed.
Hmm.
He's not a happy chappy, but, you know...
Yeah, but he's not laughing when he's being bummed in prison.
He's going to be wishing he'd... Yeah. And Radical Edward says that he's always naked when he's talking on IRC.
I'll never be able to read his stuff in the same way again.
Yeah, you know, these kind of things you do in private life and let it not spill out into public domain. The trouble is that now every single person in the world knows that you are naked on IRC. Do you know what that means? I don't give a fuck. I'm just messing around.
I don't think anyone cares.
I'm just fucking around. An admin has just logged in.
Do we have an admin?
No, but I know who it is. It's Napsteroth.
Okay. Oh, by the way, if anyone's listening who's in IRC tonight, we have a record number of people.
Yeah.
And as Belial said, we're going to be using most of this show to talk about the rest of Season 4. So if you haven't participated in the thread on the forums about it, and you've got some ideas, just bung them into IRC right now, and we'll read out whichever ones we can, and so on.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
There's an extra way for you all to get involved.
Yeah.
If you missed the thread.
And if you have anything particular that you wish to say, like, let's say, I don't know, you're interested in the way that Windows does kind of callback stuff to, and Radius and how Radius servers work, and I don't know, how certain things in Windows infrastructure works, or how you would go about setting up your own Linux web server, which is something that I was doing for the past 2 hours before I left work and during work and after work, was setting this thing up, and it actually worked. So if you go to my URL, which is b3l1al.homelinux.com, I think it is. That's really bad of me not knowing my own fucking domain.
Yeah, if you can't remember it, we're all fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's .net. So, it's a step of, like, you know, depending what you want to do, if you just want a base system running on there, and if you want to have a... If you want to run some sort of MySQL with MySQL backend with a kind of content management system, it's very simple to do that and very, very quick. But there's certain little nicks and crannies that, you know, you might overlook, and there's certain much quicker solutions to do it with. And I guess we can talk about that kind of stuff. And obviously, if you're not interested in that, then we can talk about quite a lot of other stuff, I guess. There's so many different subjects and different categories of hacking or whatever not. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the new people that just started listening to us, if they haven't realized already, we're not really technically a hacker radio station. You know, you won't listen to us and learn as much as you could from BinRev Radio or something like that. But you will see that, you know, we talk about a vast number of subjects and rants, and we have a very political agenda to some things. We're not afraid to say it. We're not afraid to say a lot of things where that's how we kind of differ from other radio shows.
Yep, and don't forget, it's open to everyone.
Yep.
We just had two people jump on tonight at pretty short notice.
Yeah.
Not a problem, apart from Skype being absolutely shite, but that's not our fault.
Yeah.
That's Skype.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Send an email to eBay and complain to them.
Yeah, well, I mean, this Skype problem and everything, we've been, as I said, we've been working on it for the past 2 weeks, and we've come to a point where we can't go with it any further than on my certain setup now, but we have a working template that we can actually inject into any server that comes available. And if anyone wants to donate a server to us, that would be fantastic. I know that Spangles on Toast has donated a backup IRC server for the downtime that we possibly will have over this weekend. And congrats to him.
That's damn cool.
Yeah.
Got a first feedback from IRC here.
Yeah.
Dark Nature for Season 4 says, thinks it'd be a good idea to do short reviews of different live distros.
Yeah, definitely. That's.
I think that's cool.
That's a very good idea, and I think I'll probably have a little bit of input on that myself, because I have a tendency to hoard these things and just download them and try them out and have user knowledge instead of what the actual description of the distro is from the supplier. So yeah, definitely great idea on that one.
I think it's actually you who's put me on to most of the distros I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
I think I know about 3.
Yeah.
And then you tell me about 20
yeah.
in an afternoon. Try this, but when you tried that, try that afterwards, and this one boots off a USB disk, try that, and then this one's even smaller. What? Can't keep up.
Yeah, I've got to recommend anyone that's kind of interested in playing around with Linux, is definitely try and boot from a USB flash drive. That you'll see such an enormous amount of potential from this thing, and you realize how awesome it is, and how this whole thing works. And what I did was I had a very basic Slackware install on a USB disk, booting it from USB. Straight into GUI, and it was incredible. It was incredible speed, very fast response, and very stable, because it basically just loads everything into RAM, and you know, because when you're using a CD-ROM, you're going through the IDE system, and it's not terribly fast, because IDE can't really get as much data rate out, so you bypass all that, and you're running on a kind of very basic one node cluster, as it were, where you're using only the lowest base of the computer kind of hardware layer, and it's awesome. I'd really recommend anyone listening to go and do some research on that, and you know, it's not as hard as it seems. It is pretty simple. It is literally like installing on something. You mount the USB drive and then you write the live image onto it. It's not terribly it's not terribly out of the reach of anyone in our IRC channel or whoever's listening.
Oh, I don't know. It's out of my reach. I tried like 3 separate Linux variations to get them on USB, and oh mama, I'm a total Linux noob. So I was following tutorials
yeah.
that people had written for idiots like me.
Well,
and still it just wasn't having it
the yeah.
right bit. We should actually just think about this, get a thread up on the forums with some links to some of these distros and
yeah.
stuff like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
put up a sticky or something.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of talk about that in the past few days, and I think you know, we can do that. There's no problems
Sweet.
With that. So we've had me and Napster there went out last Saturday, I think it was, for a bit of a war walking session. Went down to South Bank by the Royal Albert Hall, and Royal Festival Hall, and there was like a live concert going on. We were just sitting outside doing our thing, trying to get the ship to work, as you do. You spend about, you know, 20 minutes actually trying to get the stuff to work, and then the rest of the time is done just playing around with what you can find. The best thing about it is we were sitting there while there was like some hardcore techno going on in the background. It was just the, you know, hacker's dream, as it were. And then it started to rain, so we had to seek shelter. But yeah, I mean, everyone that's kind of new to the scene or anything like that, I'd really advise going to meet, you know, meeting up with different people and stepping away from the whole IRC kind of culture and going out there and actually socializing with these UK hackers. You know, we've been doing it for quite a while now, and you can't but not see the benefits of it. And every time we have a meeting, everybody comes back very happy and very, very positive about it. And the last one was fantastic because we had some very new people, very new faces to hacking. They had, you know, a small amount of knowledge, but they wanted to actually feel what the community was like, and we had a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, there was actually one of the threads on the forum. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was some guy asking some questions. How do I do this, for example? And one of the replies that came up was, the best advice I can give you is go to your local 2600 meet and talk to people there, get some face-to-face question and answer going. It's the best way of learning that I could recommend.
Yeah.
And the guy said, well, I don't actually want to do that because I don't want people thinking I'm a total noob for asking these questions.
Yeah.
Really, you need to leave that behind. Mm. You know, you need to get past that everyone's a noob at something.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a flipping genius at something but not be able to install a wireless network.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're an idiot. Go along to any 2600 you can meet. It is fantastic. I've only been going to them since we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
And that's not that long. But I was very surprised at how approachable people are.
Yeah.
And it's just a good laugh, having a few beers, sitting around with laptops, and someone said, hey, look at this. This is what I've been pissing around with for the last week.
Mm.
And you'll sit there and go, oh, I didn't even know that was possible. It's fantastic. Really, really good. I've only been to the London one, but all the guys down there are very cool, very approachable.
Especially me.
Yes. You're too approachable.
Okay. What's that supposed to mean?
You touched me in my naughty place. So I'd assume the other 2600s around the country and around the world are similar. Hopefully we're going to get out and see a few of those eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, go along and meet like-minded people. Mm. Because they will understand what it's like to not know about something.
Yeah. And I think during the time that we were silent, or off air, something that really piqued my interest immensely was a thread that was posted by Mr. Six about Anchor. And Anchor is an exchange that was built before or during the Cold War. It's about, I don't know, 400 feet underground, something crazy like that. And we came up with an idea of going over there to Birmingham and basically doing a bit of doing a bit of urban exploration and having a great laugh, having a little day trip. And if anybody is interested in going, currently the people that have reserved a place is me, Hyper, I guess you said you wanted to go, Reverend Rat, and that's about it.
Okay.
And Sapphire.
What would be a cool thing
is
if we could get a decent amount of people and get a bus or something, or coach, or minibus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like London 2600 on tour.
Yeah.
Up to Birmingham for the day. Check some stuff out, meet up with the locals around there, their group.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. That's a very good idea, but...
Yes.
Yes.
Good idea.
And you're more than welcome to plan that. Organise it.
Shit. I'm the ideas man. I'm no good at following up with my big mouth. I tell you what, I'll look into it and I'll fire off a couple of emails and scout the ground. And stuff.
Cool. Well, if I organise the last big Hacker Voice meetup, then I guess now it's your turn to organise this next big Hacker Voice meetup with a coach. And stewardesses. I know it's a bus, but I want stewardesses. They don't have to be very attractive because I know Sapphire will get jealous.
What we want is like a rock and roll tour bus.
Yeah, a rock and roll tour bus with all the fucking bells and whistles. No, I'm kidding, man. Whatever you can scratch up, that'll be fantastic. And I guess, you know, we can meet up with the locals and we can, take a lot of pictures, see what's around and, print off a few maps and do a bit of overlays and where this kind of thing is laid out and various other things. And I think it'll be fantastic. It will be a great little get-together, getting acquainted with people, as it were, and so that people can know what we're about and what we look like and, I guess, and what we do and what we're like in real life. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Well, I'll scout out some bus firms and so on and so forth, see what it's going to cost, and... Yeah, if it's a shitload, then we'll probably just all go up on the train or and meet up there.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that'd be ace.
Yeah, definitely.
You give me some forewarning of the date, because I've booked time off.
It's going to be in the next 3 weeks, at least.
Well, I'm off next weekend.
Not
next weekend after, from the 7th.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, we have to... Well, you have to tell us... Yeah. Planet whenever you're able to do this. And then I guess we can book a weekend in the next few weeks and go off and do this crazy stuff.
Sweet.
And probably fire off a few emails to the Brum 2600 and make sure that these people know that we're heading up and that we're not invading. We are coming in a peaceful manner with open arms, maybe some beer, possibly food, although it could be eaten during the trip. Let's say there could be food left over, but the beer will be gone. Fantastic. See, you know, we're ready, you know, things are still rolling here, you know. It's just, the first episode of season 4 and we're still cracking on with these crazy ideas and there's so much more to come. And I promise by the end or beginning of next week, we will have an Asterisk system fully sorted out, fully kitted out for unlimited conferencing power. For our listeners' listening pleasures.
Jolly good stuff.
Yes. So we're coming up to the end. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts?
No. Not
really. Don't beat on the wife. She's your friend.
Whenever you say final thoughts, I think of Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
I just always wish I had, like, something written down that Jerry Springer said.
Yeah. Have you done any more of the, Tom Baker stuff? Because when last time you were on IRC, we were saying, oh, do this and that'll be funny, make him say this and all this shit.
Well, it was mainly make him say I'm gay and stuff like that. It was make him say cock. It's like, well, come on. That's not that good. I could come up with that.
Yeah.
But the problem is, bam, 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 it ends at the end of this week.
Oh, yeah.
The whole Tom Baker thing.
Yeah, well, that's 3 months. If you can do I don't know, like two or three recordings. That'd be fantastic, you know, just before it ends, and I don't know, that'd be cool. Some variations.
I'll try and get something, but, yeah. You know, what stopped me last time was I couldn't think of anything funny.
Yeah.
So I really had a comedy blank, which I've had all my life.
How can you say that, sir? You're one of the you're one of the most comical people on Hacker Voice Radio.
Oh, only because I say cock every now and then.
No, you remember that time when we were in the motel, and we no, not that.
Oh, not the night the hookers came round.
No, not that bit. The other bit where we found that mysterious device that was screwed onto the wall. And we couldn't work out what the hell it was.
Oh!
Yeah, and then it was fucking... It was a bottle opener.
We were playing about with it all night, trying to figure out why this chunk of metal was on the wall.
I still have the video recording to that.
Did we video that?
Yes! Don't you remember?
I must have been pissed.
Yeah, it was a bottle opener. What more, do I have to say?
How difficult can it be?
But
it was like that scene in 2001 when the apes are looking at the big monolith. They go, hoo, 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 hoo. That's me and Belial drunk looking at the monolith.
We don't know its precise intention. However, we do believe it can open beer bottles with it. We believe it may have been an object of worship. However, fuck them. Aliens. Assholes. Now, our top scientist is saying if we insert the bottles here at an angle of approximately 45 degrees, so then bring it down to about. I just wait.
Well, that was just a tiny little bit.
Oh, I forgot we filmed that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I totally forgot I was putting an accent on. Yeah. Oh, man. You're going to have to send me that.
I've got to send it to you. Right, let's round things off. Let's end on some Basement Jacks. Well, let's see, what should we do? What should we do?
With a drunken sailor.
Some Basement Jacks and Rendezvous.
Hit it!
So, just want to thank everyone for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. If you want to send us an email, send it off to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. And we hope that everybody will be sticking around, contributing to Season 4. Just to stress that this is your radio station for the UK, for the UK hacking scene. It's your voice, so speak it.
All right.
Good night,
catch you next time.
Bye-bye.